Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Look, I'd like to start the show off today by saying good morning to my soulmate. That is not my fiance.
Oh, that might get you in some trouble.
I'm talking about Sean. Good morning, Sean.
Oh, I thought he was on the air with us. I thought we were about to talk to him.
Nope. This is a very one-sided relationship. Sean doesn't know my name, doesn't even realize that we are soulmates. But we are soulmates.
Does he know you exist?
He does.
Okay.
You guys, this...
Because you might sound like a stalker right now.
No. It's a relationship out of convenience, but it just works. This is my gym soulmate. I have found him. The person that understands working in with each other.
Oh.
With no words spoken at all. None.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very proud of you. Do we need to throw you a party, like a gym soulmate party instead of like an engagement party?
Abby, you look so confused. So let me explain. Okay. So for years and years and years in the gym, when you work out, when there's a lot of people in the gym, what we used to do is called working in. So if somebody is using a bench and you wanted to use the bench also, they would do their set, and while they're taking their 30 seconds of rest, you jump on there, you do your set, while he or she spots you, make sure that the weight's not falling down on your chest or your neck or whatever, and you go back and forth and back and forth. Sometime over the course of the last 10 years, the working in has become extinct. It's the young folk. It's the 17, the 18, the 19 year, it's the new generation that sits there now when they get into the gym. And instead of working in between sets while they're relaxing, they're on their phone. They are scrolling through TikTok or Instagram or whatever. But the new attitude is it's like a parking spot. This is mine until I leave it. And back in the day, you used to work in with each other.
And you tried to do that with a young dude.
Couple of them.
And he looked at you like, old man, get out of here. I'm not sharing sweat with you.
You with your old dinosaur ways. They didn't even know what I was talking about. And it really has become a point of tension for me. Like the old man in me really gets pissed now when there are teens on the bench that are just staying there and they're not letting anybody else use it. But not Sean. Oh, no, not Sean.
He even got his name. Is that his name or is that a name that you just gave him?
That's his real name.
Okay.
Because I saw him yesterday again as he was walking in the gym. I'm like, hey, Sean. And he was shocked that I remembered his name.
I am shocked, too, because you never remember anybody's name.
He clearly did not remember mine.
Okay.
But I'll never forget the day, Sean. I won't, man. There was nothing even said. The gym was packed, right? And I saw him looking from, he was doing chess that day. I was doing chess that day. There are no coincidences.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be.
So it was bench press?
It was bench press day.
People really don't share the bench press more than any other machine.
And which is the one you need more than any other, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we were both destiny put us together on chess day. So all the benches were taken, and I saw him. He clearly, at some point in his workout life, has gone through the same thing. Because his eyes went from bench to bench to bench. Saw that they were all used, and I saw him deflated as he turned his back on the benches to go work whatever else it was, right? And I tapped Sean on the shoulder while I was using the bench. No words were spoken. I just gave him this hand gesture. This is it.
You point at yourself, you point at him, and you just go back and forth, back and forth.
And you know what he did?
What? Nod. Gave you the nod.
Oh, my God.
It was love at first sight.
Not a word. All right? So I do my set. I am watching him as he takes my weight off because he's much stronger than I am. And no words spoken. I'm watching the weight that he's putting on. I put it on my side also. He does his rep. And then when I get back in the bench, we got to take some of his weight off. Dude is strong. And he does the same thing to me. We go back and forth. He goes his way. I go my way. He just takes one air bot out and says, what's your name? And I say, I'm Bert. He says, hey, I'm Sean. And I thought to myself, yes, you are. Yes, you are.
That's old school right there.
Yeah, I do feel like this is worthy of some kind of engagement party of some sort.
He has no idea how happy he made me. And when I see him in the gym now, I look for opportunities to work in with Sean. He doesn't know it. Again, he has, I'm sure, forgotten my name, but he has given me hope.
Don't turn into the gym creeper following Sean around.
No, I won't do that. I won't do that, but if we're on the same equipment, I just want to let Sean know I'm here for you, buddy.
Congratulations.
Again, yeah, congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have you seen the viral video
going
around?
Is there a card for that, by the way? Can I go to Hallmark and get a card that says congrats for finding your working in, buddy?
We need to make one.
I think so.
So there is a video that has been sent to me 25 times over the course of the last week because everybody knows that's my pet peeve, that people don't know how to work in. Have you guys gotten this yet?
No.
Where a guy asked to...
Have I gotten a workout video? Listen, I sat on the bicycle eating chips. That's how I worked out, okay?
Yeah, I think our algorithms are different. And the video is a guy asking to work in, and the guy eager. He's like, yeah, of course, come on in. And the dude that wants to work in literally lays down on him on the chest while the guy is still on the bench, literally lays down on him to go ahead and work out together, which is not really what it's all about.
No. That's a different kind of gym for a different kind of time.
He's not your work-in buddy. He is your sweat soulmate.
My sweat soulmate. They have many names, whatever you want to call it. I feel like he's my soulmate for sure.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This is the happiest I've seen you in a while.
It really is.
It's been a long journey for you.
It just feels right. You know when you know.
The Bert Show.